Pillager News. Hello, I'm Pillager number 563, and today we're interviewing Vindicator number 53. Mr. Vindicator, can you tell us what was happening on the day of the attack?
Of course. Just hours earlier, a massive group of players had spawned. They were all refugees from a world where, apparently, the moon got too big.
Sorry, could you repeat that?
Where the moon got too big.
Doesn't the moon stay the same size?
Apparently not.
Oh gosh.
And then, they just started whacking trees. And then the tops of the trees would just float there, as the bottoms were just punched into smithereens. It was horrible. And then they took that wood, and oh, we laughed at them then, but if we'd only known. Because one of them, this dwarven-looking guy, crafted just hundreds of boats. Just boats out of our precious trees. It sounded like he was trying to make bowls, but I don't understand how you could make a boat instead of a bowl unless it was a very big bowl. It was... I just can't understand them. Once they had finished crafting their boats, they began planning to take down our beautiful mansion. The three of them were on their way when one of them just died to a zombie. And then, get this, she came back to life and enlisted a different zombie to help them. Like, if you're getting killed by zombies, why are they also your friends? It doesn't make any sense.
Okay. And so then, the attack itself, what happened there?
Well, it started by them trying to sneak around and look at us through the windows. It was kind of creepy, to be honest. And then they just punched in the windows. No worry about the glass shards embedding themselves into their hands. It was just anarchy. We thought for sure that if they got killed by a zombie that it'd be no problem dealing with them. But it was almost like God was just on their side. Like, I swear, the little elf one, she was like the personal child of God. And they had boats. Which doesn't sound very scary. But then they just started trapping us in them. Just chucking a whole boat at you. You can't do anything, because then you're just sitting in the boat, and, oh, from there, you was done. You couldn't do anything once you were in a boat. And there was not a single creature to be spared. Not even with the zombie on their team. They just would kill zombies by the fours. It was like cannibalism, I guess.
And why do you think that they may have invaded your home?
Well, I'm still not quite sure. They didn't take that much. I mean, the little elf girl took a flower off a table and seemed really excited about some beetroot seeds, but I think she could have just picked the flower and beetroot. And I guess they ransacked the entire library, just chopped down the shelves and stole the books, but they were like mostly boring old history books. I guess there was some poetry, but I don't think they wanted poetry. And if they really wanted, they could have just bought a coffee and then go and taken the books with it. There was no need to chop the shelves down.
People have been calling them the Soup Group. Do you know what this name comes from?
Oh, yeah. It was honestly the scariest part. They would constantly just take out a full bowl of mushroom stew from nowhere, none of it having spilled on any other stuff, and then they would just chug the whole thing in, like, 2 seconds. Like, oh, and then they just do it again, pull out another bowl of soup, and chug it down. And I swear, I think I saw some red mushrooms in there, which are poisonous. Like, they should have died every time they drank a bowl of soup, and yet another one would just come straight out and replace it. Oh, man. Just watching the soup disappear, it was... I'll never forget it.
Thank you, Pillager number 53. That'll be all for now. Back to you, Pillager 200. Ba 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 Pillager News.
This has been Interviewing the Survivor of the Soup Group Massacre, an original oral fic by Flying Falcon, made for Voice Team Mystery Box 2025, with the challenge Comments First. The comments inspiring this work are included below and are by The Little Mixter, Freaky Flob, and Cosmicology. Fly safe out there.